This is KCUR 89.3. Tuesday is Election Day in Kansas City, Missouri. Voters will head to the polls to decide who will replace outgoing Mayor Sly James, and they'll elect a new city council. But if you don't live within the limits of Kansas City, Missouri, should you care? KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez went to the suburbs to find out.
News about Kansas City's mayoral race hasn't quite made it as far as Shawnee, Kansas. Walking through the old Shawnee Days Festival and Carnival, I asked people about the election.
Have you heard anything about the mayor's race going on in Kansas City, Missouri at all?
I have not.
No?
No, I have not.
No? Have you just not been aware of it at all?
No.
Not a clue.
Not a clue?
No, not really. I mean, I haven't seen anything most recently.
Still, most people said, yeah, what goes on in Kansas City does affect them. Stella Ismail lives in western Shawnee with her two teenage daughters who were making a mess of the funnel cake they were eating.
I want to know what's going on, right? So, because, you know, my girls are young and, you know, there's a trickle-down effect, right, with who we put in office.
Over in the vendor area, Greg Mosley was promoting his insurance company. He lives in Johnson County, but says he's invested in what happens on the other side of the state line.
Yeah, light rail, Kansas City Airport, you know, power and light, all that matters.
Prairie Village Mayor Eric Michelson says the destiny of his city is forever connected to Kansas City. I actually met Michelson in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, where he works when he's not on mayoral duties.
So many of our residents work in Kansas City, Missouri, and vice versa. We have shared amenities. You know, the airport that you're building is obviously heavily used by Prairie Village residents.
As a suburb, Michelson says Prairie Village residents rely on Kansas City for entertainment and employment. And he says he'd like to collaborate more on things like affordable housing and infrastructure.
You know, we on the Johnson County side meet fairly regularly amongst the mayors to talk about regional issues. Not as much historically with the Kansas City, Missouri mayor. I would love to change that.
Clear on the other side of the metro, Lee's Summit Mayor Bill Baird says his constituents have a vested interest in seeing Kansas City succeed. He says when someone from Lee's Summit travels to another part of the country and gets asked where they're from,
I would say most people say Kansas City because they know that that's our brand.
Baird says even when it comes to economic development, he doesn't see Kansas City, Missouri as a competitor.
When we look at competition, I would prefer that we look to competition outside of our region.
Independence Mayor Eileen Weir agrees. I met her at Blendwell Cafe on 24 Highway, just a few minutes from the Kansas City city limits. But Weir says along with sharing successes, the two cities share challenges too, particularly in the western part of Independence and the eastern side of Kansas City.
They're really meaningful neighborhoods to all of our communities, but they're faced with some challenges of economic inequality, some challenges of disinvestment, challenges of crime.
Weir says there are opportunities for Kansas City and Independence to collaborate on how to invest and promote economic development in those neighborhoods. She says addressing basic services like crime prevention will take a strong partnership between the cities and Jackson County. Those partnerships have paid off in the past. In 2007, Kansas City Public Schools transferred 7 schools to the Independent School District. Weir says that put a lot of pressure on the district in her city.
But I'm very proud to say that 10 years later, every one of those schools that we continued to use have really thrived.
Weir says many families that attend independent schools today are still Kansas City residents. So whether you live in Kansas City, go to school there, work there, or maybe just play there, the people elected to office tomorrow will almost certainly have an effect on your life, whether you know it or not. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.